The Ghana Association of Medical Herbalists has called on government to fully integrate its members and the practice into the national healthcare system. It also appealed to the authorities at the Ministry of Health to lead a consensus building and policy development process to effect the integration and to finalize the issue of financial clearance for its members. In an interview with the GNA, the president of the association, Bernard Texan, said though 122 professional herbalists have been properly trained since the inception of the academic program at NUST, they are yet to be recognized at the various health facilities. We bring you a NUSTEX report.
Mr. Texan explained that a person only qualifies to become a medical herbalist after completing a four-year degree program at KNUST and a two-year internship preparation at the Center for Scientific Research into Plant Medicine, CSRIPM, Ekwapim Mampo, in the Eastern Region. He expressed disappointment that the country spends huge sums of the taxpayers' money in training medical herbalists, but the professionals face a number of hurdles when trying to practice because they have not been fully integrated into the country's healthcare delivery system. Some of the challenges he cited include inadequate herbal medicine units in government hospitals, lack of key stakeholder awareness of course content for medical herbalists, and non-existence of operational manual to define the mode of operations of the professionals when posted. Mr. Texan said out of the 122 professional medical herbalists trained, only two are operating in government hospitals, adding the rest either work at private hospitals, financial institutions, or migrate outside the country. He said currently, some trainee medical herbalists undergo internship at the Center for Scientific Research into Plant Medicine and at the Tekwashi Hospital in the Eastern Region have not been paid for 13 months. He said Ghana stands a chance of losing out on lots of its revenues if steps are not taken to fully integrate medical herbalists into the healthcare system. Mr. Texan said, according to a WHO recent report, more than 80% of the world's population depends on herbs for medicinal use. He said if medical herbalists are integrated, demand on herbs would increase and Ghana could rake in more revenue from the sector. He added that the process would also ensure safe and efficacious herbal medicine in the pharmaceutical industry and thus eliminate charlatans from the system.
A NUSTEX report.